life begin now. And we're the only radio station that'll be with you every step of the way.
This is Student Radio for Nottingham.
University Park, 1350 AM. Internet, urm1350.net. Sutton Bonington, 1602 AM. Your official Week 1 station. Week 1, 2005. On URN.
As we speak, over 6,000 students are on the road from cities, towns and villages across the UK and the world. By the end of the day, they'll call Nottingham home. Over the next 8 hours on URM, we're going to be live from dozens of locations across the university as Week 1 2005 gets underway. At the moment, our team are at the West Entrance, where University Park's new residents are arriving for the first time.
Hi there, I am Philippa.
And I'm Steve, and we're going to be hanging around the West Entrance, talking to freshers, making sure they're moving in all right and spreading the word.
Hello, I'm Ian Challoner, and I'm going to be at the highest point on campus sometime today, giving away a security camera.
Hi, I'm Kat.
And I'm Charlotte.
And we'll be your news team for the day, bringing you all the news on the hour and every half hour.
It's Week 1, Day 1, the first day of the rest of your life, and every second of it is live on this station, on AM and on the internet at urn1350.net. Welcome to URN. Now, I have to say, in true URN fashion, we've found the only bar that's open, so let's go to Lizzie Murray, who's there.
Yeah, I've stumbled across to UC Bar, where the party's already started. And about 10 minutes ago, we had a complete downpour, a very sudden thunderstorm.
Oh no, soggy people with you then. Do they know the huge two bars open?
No, I don't know that anybody does, although I'll be happy to spread the word.
What have you learned about Rutland today then?
We've learned that it is by miles the best tour there is.
And what's the phrase that goes with that?
We're Rutland till I die. We're Rutland till I die. I know I am, I sure I am. We're Rutland till I die.
There's been a minor hiccup with the buses.
Yeah, basically there's just a small delay. We seem to have lost an entire double-decker bus.
But anyway, you're listening to Transmissions Dot to Dot Special, bringing you a selection of the best music playing at Nottingham's Dot to Dot Festival, and also the second of our live tracks from Mystery Jets, recorded especially for URN.
I'm Bob.
And I'm Nick.
We're from Franz Ferdinand.
Bands that are hotly tipped by Franz Ferdinand for the future.
Well, clap your hands and say yeah, obviously. Yeah. They're getting a massive buzz anyway.
We are going into the men's toilets of the Portland building. Simon just gone in first. Is there anyone in there, Simon?
There's no one in here at all, Katie, though. It's quite safe.
Come on. Oh, initial reactions, Philippa.
We've also got a very special manly guest.
We've got Mr. Nottingham. Hello there.
How are you?
I'm okay, apart from getting bullied and taped up.
Okay, Philippa, I think we should tell everyone out there what we were doing during the pulse.
Well, we wanted to test Max's manhood, so yeah. We decided to wrap them up in gaffer tape.
Gaffer tape, sellotape, and URN stickers.
And we're going to rip them off and test his pain threshold.
Whoa! Oh, he's being very manly. He's just laughing. He's not screaming.
If you're an Arctic Monkeys fan, you want to be running down to Rock City about now, as tickets for the Nottingham date of their UK tour have just gone on sale.
Yeah, I'm in the queue at the moment. I think I'm about 50th or something. It's really cold, but if you want a ticket, you need to get here now.
Important news if you're planning on heading to the library in the next couple of hours. With more, here's Syra.
I am at Horwood at the moment, and it's complete chaos here. Short Lane has completely shut down. No books can be returned or issued.
This is The Pulse.
Tonight, a URN exclusive. The Big Bang Party, due to take place tomorrow, has been postponed. The announcement was made in the last few minutes. We have the event organiser on the phone, and we'll be finding out what to do if you've got tickets.
Anyone who has tickets, they will still be valid for the postponed party. We don't know exactly when it will be. It will be sometime in the next few weeks.
You are listening to Steve Doran in this, the first hour of URN's 40-hour on-air challenge to raise money and awareness for children in need.
I'm tired and I'm a little bit uncomfortable. But at the same time, I know that there are children in this country who are genuinely suffering.
I'm here live in the VIP lounge at the Hugh Street Christmas party, and I'm not going to lie to you. It's freaking awesome. Shout everything, it's awesome.
Yay!
There is Curly Whirlies, there is Jelly Tots, there are three flavours of crisps, there's frickin' everything. So who to talk to about all of these delights but Laura, who's in charge of the VIP bar tonight? Now Laura, how does it feel to have such a job?
It's awesome. I can't believe the amount of control I have.
Mate.
You're with us on Yarn for what's a very strange morning in Nottingham. Normal shows off the air today as we bring you the news that a trainee police officer has been shot in the heart of the student area of Lenton. Now, as we speak, dozens of students are virtually homeless. Many came home from Oceania last night to find that their houses were actually inside that police cordon. What was the scene that met you when you got back? What did it look like?
Well, our entire road had police tape around it. All of Bradford Boulevard and between the two crossroads was cornered off. We weren't allowed back to our flat, but one of our friends needed her insulin, so she was allowed to go back in.
I've got him with me right now. It's going to have to be brief because he's got lots of other people to speak to, but I will put you on the phone to him right now.
Okay.
Here we go.
Hello.
Hi there, Alex. Thanks for speaking to us on what must be a very difficult morning for you.
Good morning to you too.
Describe, so far as you know, what's happened last night.
Well, one of my housemates was in the house, and it turns out that the window next to the door has been smashed, and a guy's come into our house. Jody then came down the stairs. He called the police, and two officers came, one of whom was shot.
Saw this guy this morning in the paper, and I'm sure I saw him on Friday night dancing with my friend at Ocean, and oh my God, everyone's going to get it.
Quarantined in his room, but I was in Ocean the other night, and I think I'm pretty sure I saw him. I'm not.
In a statement given by the Health Protection Agency, all students who were at Ocean last Friday are asked to report any flu-like symptoms to Cripps Medical Centre and to stay in their rooms.
The queues outside Cripps Medical Centre are getting ever longer as panic rises on campus over the latest bird flu outbreak.
My best friend is quarantined.
My neighbour's got it.
So what would happen in our scenario? Would our victim Sam and his friends get the drug?
Well, definitely, yes. They'd be at the top of the list for who would receive the antiviral drugs. Also, his blockmates would probably get it because they'd be in close contact with him.
It's time for this week's URN Urban Chart Rundown. Brand new entry and a former exclusive on the show, sounding more and more like MJ. It's Neo with Sexy Love. Still loving this track and undoubtedly still the king of dancehall. It's of course Sean Paul still going strong.
This is URN.
The time is 11:20. I'm Dan Binns and this is the latest URN roundup of all tonight's SU election news. Mark Epps has been elected AU officer and Ian Wiggins has been elected Democracy and Communications Officer. Here's Ian Wiggins with his reaction, and he's already looking forward to next year.
It's great. That was, though, like A-levels, GCSE and your driving test all run into one. I'm never doing anything like that again.
I've got Richard Page and Marcus, who are both going for societies, and they're both playing Jenga against each other. Marcus, do you have a style in Jenga?
Yeah, to win, which is not quite what I'm expecting to do tonight.
Now, I've got to say as well, you've just reset the game. Did you have a game before? And if so, who won?
I think it was a draw, actually. I don't know who quite...
You can't draw in Jenga, Richard.
Okay, well maybe it's because I lost. I'll be honest, I lost.
It was a close battle, but in the end, the winner was Dave Willey.
There it is. Let's get reaction from the ARC. And Dave Willey, the new president of the student union, is sat here in front of me now. Dave, how do you feel?
I'm unbelievably happy. Thanks to everyone who helped me out in the whole campaign. I'm the happiest I've ever been.
Welcome to The Different Way. I'm Carl Wade.
And I'm Susan Clark Rice. Good morning. We're live at midday.
Skag hag Shelley Mitchell has been addicted to heroin all her adult life.
And were you like that, Shelley? Little bit depressed?
No, I started for weight loss reasons.
Oh, for heaven's sake, that's ridiculous.
Well, now, Ellen, she's obviously done a fine job of shedding those pounds.
Well, our audience at home are the judges. Which one is your top gear? Text poll A for pot.
Poll B for coke.
Or C for heroin.
Or D to abstain.
And on the phone now, very excitingly, joining us from London is Edith Bowman. Edith, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
We've been helping you out on the show this week, so you're returning the favour now, which we're very pleased about.
Yeah, no, not at all. You've all been sounding great on the show this week. Edith?
Yeah. Yes, Edith?
It's Nirvana, not Oasis, sorry, Wonderwall.
Oh, she's got it.
Stop
right!
It!
Edith Bowman takes the quiz then. Ian, you must be gutted.
I think I'm just going to go and cry now, Edith. I'm a bit upset.
Back off the net.
Back in the ARC for the NUS Live giveaway. We'll be giving away £500 worth of stuff to one lucky couple here tonight. Just trying to get all the couples back up onto the stage now. They're busy coercing a few votes.
That's right. Over the last 20 minutes or so, they've been out doing the rounds, canvassing support for themselves. And we've come to know and love them. But frankly, we've got a bin one.
Team 3, Jilly Martina. Who wants Jilly and Martina?
3 o'clock. It's Thursday afternoon. It's cheese rolling!
Woo! Cheese!
Cheese.
So as you may have guessed, we are live on the dance this afternoon at URN. It's cheese rolling day.
The individual cheese rolling race is about to start. The cheese is long gone and they're legging it now. Oh, Andy's at the front. Dan Lee bringing up the rear. Oh, and I think Andy is taking it.
I don't think Christian and Anna, the Wednesday night show, are going to win this. What happened, mate?
It's my metatarsal.
Her metatarsal's gone, as is the case so often with English sport.
This is URN.
My friend actually saw it happen, and she said that a woman cyclist got hit by a car, and there were people on the side of the road covered in blood. It's a pretty serious accident.
Matt Dixon resigned from the SU Elections Committee late last night, saying election rules were stifling democracy.
Do you feel personality should become part of an SU election?
Well, of course. I mean, let's look at the elections that go on in the real world away from...
Well, no, but this isn't the real world. I mean, ultimately, people criticise modern-day politics. Maybe we should say, no, we don't need to be like that. We should focus on policy.
I think perhaps that's slightly small-minded.
Small-minded? I think we're focusing on personalities fairly small-minded.
We're not living in a bubble in Nottingham. We're not living in a bubble in the students' union.
So what you're saying is we should emulate the problems of modern-day politics.
I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is that... ultimately personality does play a part. Of course it plays. To rule it out totally is, well, I think it's just plain wrong.
URN's Big Picture team today held an open forum with the university, the AUT and the Students' Union, giving students a chance to ask questions about the recent strikes.
I've been uncertain as to whether the negotiators for the universities are incompetent or malignant. And on different days, I'd think these people are the spawn of Satan. And then on other days, I'd think, no, they're just terrifyingly bad at what they do.
The Pulse will be keeping you up to date on the latest news on the lecturers' strike. There'll be bulletins every 20 minutes to keep you informed.
We come back on the air because in the last couple of moments, we've got some news coming through. Katie, what have you got for us?
Yes, apparently from midnight tonight, all industrial action is going to be suspended. So it does definitely sound like the lecturers have gone for that 13.1% pay rise.
So this is a deal. This is the fact that they have come together, they have made an agreement, and the strike and the boycott are off as of midnight.
We are pleased to exclusively announce that Dirty Pretty Things will headline this year's summer party. A few minutes ago, we broke the news to one excitable Dirty Pretty Things fan, and this was her reaction.
It's amazing! I'm so excited!
Ladies and gentlemen...
You big up.
It's fucking good, here isn't it?
Why don't you, this Killer Kelly, listen to the Summer Pie After Party on URM.
So much cool stuff. The Rays, Killer Kelly, the Barracudas.
Hello, this is Dirty from Dirty Pretty Things.
Fern Cotton's going to be DJing. Invaders from the Planet Funk and Dirty Pretty Things.
We're at the Summer Party After Party. You listen to URM.
Fern Cotton, hello.
Hello.
How was that for you?
Absolutely spiritual, I would say.
Spiritual?
Yes, it was, especially the last song. I need a DJ nickname, I haven't got one.
Let's think of one.
Can we think of one?
DJ FC.
DJ FC, let's keep it short.
We've got it, DJ FC.
Telling people are just hanging out on the downs, having like barbecues, although they're being put out by mean security, man. And having picnics, drinking beer, it's just awesome, man.
Good news, a man's just arrived with another fire extinguisher. Here we go. Who's going to see how well this
is. Was the fire still raging during the entire conversation then?
Well, you say raging, I mean, there's a tiny little puff of smoke.
You're having a lovely booze. And semi-aroused, ladies and gentlemen, as well you should be, for the ride!
Everything we did wouldn't be the same if we did it alone.
Such a good tune. It's the Automatic Monster on URN. Hello, good afternoon to you. 3 minutes past three. It's Friday afternoon, and it's the last day of term. Need to get the old Kleenex out. Very, very sad. For me, it's the last day. It's my last ever show, people. I need a lot of support on the text today. 07762212.